Sandy Chalmers is the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. She says the minute a storm starts, scam artists take advantage. She says Hurricane Irene has been no different.
Hurricane Irene, you know, had a pretty long wind-up, which allowed a lot of these scams to develop, gave the con artists a lot of lead time. So they are using emails. I've seen reports of Facebook hacking into Facebook accounts.
Chalmers advises people not to give personal or financial information to a stranger. She says scammers will often try to ask for credit card information through email.
You make the call to the American Red Cross, or you go online to American Red Cross. Don't respond to an email or text that you receive.
Chalmers also advises people not to respond to unsolicited emails or provide personally identifiable information to a solicitor, such as a social security number, credit card number, or bank account numbers. People wanting more information or to file a consumer complaint can go to the Bureau of Consumer Protection's website. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.